The impact of the rollbacks will be that we will have service impacts to the city. You cannot take, you know, $12.5-13 million out of your budget without having service impacts. We have done everything we can to mitigate those service impacts. There will be 70 positions eliminated from the city, and that is on top of the 57 positions which we had already eliminated to the city prior to this date, and over the course of the last 5 or 6 years. And each one of those will find its way into some type of a service impact.
About 50 full-time city employees will be laid off because 20 of the positions that are slated for elimination are currently vacant due to a recent soft freeze in hiring by the city. The budget cuts were necessary because of the state legislature's recently passed property tax cut, mandating that cities and counties slash their budgets. The city is required to reduce both its millage rate and its overall budget, as Mayor Rick Baker explains.
For any increase in values that we have this year, that our millage rate has to be reduced so that we collect no more revenues than we received last year. The second thing that it requires is that we roll back an additional 5% on top of that.
Baker said that the $12.5 million in cuts had to be made even though the city is experiencing increased costs of several items in the budget, including insurance and fuel. But he wanted to make sure cuts did not affect core services.
To make sure that the city has the ability to maintain its core services it provides. First and foremost, public safety, which is police and fire. Beyond that, we have recreation, parks, all of our enterprise funds, and be able to manage and do all of our enterprise funds, traffic engineering, and yet continue to grow as a city.
The only proposed budget cuts for the city council were reducing by half, or $20,000, funding for travel and training. Council salaries were not affected by the proposed cuts. Last year, the city budgeted reserves of $2 million each for commercial insurance reserve and economic stability funds. Baker said those would be what he called the easiest $4 million of cuts for this year. The city is choosing to make further cuts to services. Baker said that funding for a long list of co-sponsored organizations, arts, and social services would be eliminated.
And in fact, this budget provides for no funding for 68 previously co-sponsored organizations, for 58 arts organizations, for 67 social service organizations, and for 11 non-departmental organizations that have been funded in the past.
Hours of service at swimming pools and libraries would also be cut back. User fees for many city services will be increased in order to generate part of the proposed $910,000 in revenue increases. City Council Member Renee Flowers calls cutting social services out of the budget difficult.
With the federal government consistently cutting Medicaid and Medicare and other health care services, then the state cutting their dollar amount for services, it puts the burden back on cities because individuals look to who they can get to first for help. So it's very difficult.
One very large budget item for St. Petersburg and most cities is the cost of paying private insurance companies for city employees' health insurance. Flowers said that if the federal government were to institute single-payer universal health care system, it would take away much of the burden on cities.
It is a complete change from the thought process that we've had in this country forever and a day. Canada is doing it, and it seems to be working very well in Canada. So it's going to be interesting to see, and that's most certainly something I think we need to roll out and maybe put that on the forefront with those individuals that are running for president and say, you know, here's what states are doing to us. Here's a way the federal government can help.
All Tampa Bay area legislators voted for the tax cuts and associated cuts to municipal budgets. Governor Charlie Crist signed the bill into law yesterday. Further cuts to city and county budgets will be necessary if Florida voters approve a so-called super homestead exemption in January. Flowers recommends that people voice their concerns about the budget cuts.
I am encouraging the community to contact us and to come out. For those individuals that want support of those quality of life items, they need to come out and voice that concern, just as well as those individuals that have come out in support of the tax cut system. And I would encourage them to go back to the legislature and let them know the impact it's had on cities as well as schools.